Herb's dictation is addressed to Alan D. Lancaster, A-L-A-N D. Lancaster, L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, Attorneys at Law, Post Office Box 645-126 North Quitman Avenue, Winona, Mississippi 38967. This is regarding Carol Redwine, the C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Redwine, R-E-D-W-I-N-E. Dear Mr. Lancaster, I've had the opportunity to review the records related to the extensive hospitalization of Carol Redwine. I'm going through the documents. It is apparent that the patient was subjected to an ERCP on 10400 by Dr. Lacoya, L-A-C-A-Y-O. The patient had a papillotomy done for the removal of a common bile duct stone with successful removal of the stone. Subsequently, the patient also had a cholangiogram done which was negative. The patient presented later that evening to the emergency room where she was evaluated by Dr. Lacoya. That's L-A-C-A-Y-O, and admitted to the hospital. The patient had...
So, Dr. Mann, I got a few questions. I'm having...
Regarding what?
I'm having a little problem here, you know. I have a practice here in Russellville. I'm being told by a lot of my patients, you know, they're being approached by the police and everybody that... you know, all their charges in any criminal background is expunged if they say they've been having sex with me for drugs. They have to come up with that particular line.
Okay. Hold on and let me see if I can find someone to talk to you. Just a second, please.
Sure, ma'am.
And this was Dr. Mann?
That's right, ma'am. Is there Mr. Chris Anderson there that works there?
I don't know. Just a moment.
Yeah, hi. This is Dr. Mann. Who am I speaking to, sir?
Bill Bryant.
Yeah, hi.
Dr. Mann, I think I've talked to you before.
No, sir. My problems don't stop, and it's a state of frustration I'm calling in. And is there a Mr. Chris Anderson that works there?
He's one of the task force officers assigned to one of the offices in the state. He doesn't work here at Little Rock.
Okay. My thing is, you know, this thing's been going on for 2.5 years now, you know, and... I don't know what to do. If there's anything I can do, I would be glad to do it. I mean, you know, these guys, 5-6 names keep cropping up every time. Patients of mine, you know, who are in jail, get offered, or in, you know, process of being in prison or whatever, get offered deals that all you got to say is you're having sex with Dr. Mann for drugs, and all your charges, you'll be given federal immunity. All we want is him. He's been brought in, you know, we are having federal charges against him, but you got to say it's sex for drugs, and that's all we want to hear from you.
Okay. When I talked to you before about this, I thought you were saying that you had a tape or something, and then you call the ATF because, or the Russellville Task Force or something?
I called the ATF, okay, and the ATF amazingly says the officer there is not one of the officers, and they'd want the person, the female who was on the tape to come and sign a statement for them there. And if she was lying, they were going to prosecute her. And only after she signed a statement there that they would do something about it. Now, you know, these guys are freaked out. I mean, you know, half these guys are convicts, felons, whatever. You know, I'm ready, fine. If they can say, find any person without a record to come and say I did something inappropriate, I'll say, fine, I did it, and I'll, you know, do what you got after that. But, I mean, every person they bring up is a felon with a record, with a deal that all you got to say is you had sex with this guy, but it has to be for drugs. You know, it can't be just plain sex. It has to be sex for drugs. And you have been granted federal immunity. The term comes up, federal immunity comes up every time.
Okay. Do you have any examples of any DEA personnel doing this or saying this?
Well, you know, last time it turned this into the ATF. The ATF came and gave this tape to the boys over here. You know, I mean, the question is, if somebody can be unbiased about this, I can give you so much evidence that it's mind-boggling. I mean, you know, I'm not a paranoid kind of guy.
My question to you, Dr. Mann, is any DEA employee doing this?
There's a bunch of them doing it, sir. There's a bunch.
No, I'm talking about the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, not local drug task forces.
No, it's not the federal, it's the local. Every one of them is local. They keep saying federal every time, but I've checked and they're all local drug enforcement. And I don't know what to do. I mean, I've tried to go to the FBI with this, and the FBI tells me it's fully legal for them to do that. And they're within their rights to, you know, authorize somebody to steal a car if it's in the name of justice. And in their case, for them to pick up felons to say stuff like that, they are in their rights, and it's okay for them to do it.
I mean, in common practice, I mean, unfortunately, when you're in law enforcement, you don't deal with all the popes and the chaplains or nothing like that, but it's up to law enforcement to corroborate the statement. So, like, if they say that Bill Bryant's a bank robber, I can't go arrest Bill Bryant. I have to corroborate and have evidence that, hey, Bill Bryant's a bank robber. But I guess what I'm directing to you is DEA, I don't know if we have any jurisdiction for investigating complaints. I mean, that's more the FBI or the, like if it's the drug task force or the police department they're doing it, you need to talk to that chief or that supervisor of that department. DEA doesn't have the supervision over all narcotics-related matters or personnel. I mean, you have to go to that individual department. Does that make sense?
Sure, but you know, it's just that every time it turns around, somebody's been told federal charges are being brought. In fact, again, if you can keep this confidential, sir, I mean, a patient comes to me and her lawyer is telling her, this guy's going down, just say what they want you to say, get all your records expunged, and move on from there. I mean, this is an attorney telling a patient this. He's got his own handwriting on his piece of paper because, you know, that's something he gave her, saying that cooperate with the guy, gave his name there, and you know, and she said, you know, it's a damn good deal. I mean, you know, what else am I going to say? I mean, they're going to take off every record. I don't have to serve time in jail. What else they want me to say? What do I have to lose?
Well, I mean, plus the people probably telling you this have records, right?
Every one of them has a record. I mean, none of them is without a record.
That was my point. I mean, before, you know, I'm just speaking for DEA, before any information we get, before we use it in court or anything, we have to corroborate it. So, you know, I don't know if these people are feeding you a line, coming back to you, getting you all excited, but I just can tell you the way the DEA works, that if we receive any information, before we use it or present it evidence in court, we have to corroborate it.
Well, to tell you very frankly, sir, again, please, off the record, I'm being blackmailed by patients.
How? What do you mean by blackmail?
Well, it's like they want me to say this, and because I'm not saying this, I'm being so kind, I'm being so stressed, so I need this. Now, what am I supposed to do with this information?
Well, as a doctor, don't you have an oath? Is that to fill a prescription if you think somebody's trying to...
Well, if somebody's stressed out because of a pressure a federal agency is putting on them, okay, that's a stressful situation. If somebody wants medication for that stressful situation, it's my job to help with that. But I mean, I'm coming down deep down, and the question is this real or is this made up, or what's going on here?
I mean, I don't know if I can answer that one for you, because, I mean, I'm not a doctor, and you know, you might check with the medical board, see what they say if you want to run this by them. Have you talked to the medical board?
Well, I talked to the medical board about it, and they said you just got yourself a local political issue. See, the thing is, these guys sent a guy to my office who copied 50, 60, 70 records. Their charge at that time was over-prescribing and not following the guidelines laid by the state board. I follow every single guideline by the board. I mean, they sent this guy in here from Little Rock, Mr. Morris. He came and copied charts. I haven't even been called by the state board. Everything was, I talked to Mr. Ray Jewett about this. Everything was, you know, above board. There was no problem. And I asked the guy, I said, you know, it's a pleasure seeing you, sir. I expected guys with badges and guns here, because from what the community has been telling me, that you're going to go down, they're going to bust you, they're going to arrest you, they're going to throw you in the jail and stuff. So, and he told me, he laughed, he said, you know, the guys with badges and guns actually sent me. Yes, I am here because of them. So, I mean, you know, if this is a witch hunt situation, if I need to move from here, if somebody could even tell me that, if somebody can tell me what I need to do, I'll do it. I even offered this guy, you know, I said, what do these guys want me to do? Okay, I'm for the underdog. A lot of guys come to me who are ex-convicts, who are in pain, who need medicine, and I give them medicine. You know, I don't distinguish between the kind of guy, I don't distinguish character. It's not my job or judgment on these people. I treat whoever comes to me. And that is pretty much what is the price I'm paying for, is having scumball patients. Now, you know, that's not my job to determine if they're scumballs or not. I'm just going to treat them if I can help them.
I mean, as a doctor, you take an oath to treat everybody. So as long as you don't do anything wrong, Dr. Mann, I wouldn't worry about anything. You're hearing rumors and stuff that's getting you all spun up. I mean, if you're obeying every law and living up to your oath as a doctor, you should have no worry.
I have, you know, I don't know, I get guys every day. I mean, it's so funny. I get guys who just get convicted for selling cocaine, and they come to me wanting to buy guns from me. Ask them why, because the cops have sent me. They say, if I buy a gun from you, my charges are dropped.
Well, all I can tell you is that, you know, the DEA is not doing that. So, I mean, I have the responsibility to supervise all the DEA personnel in the state of Arkansas. And, I mean, you need to, if you know what agency it is, you need to talk to those supervisors and tell them.
Is it legal if I'm a drunk driver, if I have multiple convictions from drunk driving and all that, can I tell you somebody selling cocaine and get off my charges? Can those charges be dropped?
An issue like that is left up to the local prosecutor. I mean, they would explain to the prosecutor, hey, this guy has information to do this or that, and it's up to a prosecutor to decide whether or not to file.
Because, you know, I
law enforcement officer doesn't have that authority.
Okay, I called David Gibbons, who is the prosecutor
in Russell.
I called this guy about, I even made him hear, you know, about this tape that somebody dropped off here about somebody paying this woman $250 to sleep with me. Shortly after I called his office, she got a massive threat. So when I called her back, I said, listen, and you know, I'm going to take this thing to the ATF. And she was just freaking out on the tape. I'm not going to testify. I don't even know how you got this tape. I leave me out of this thing. I mean, she was just frantic and almost losing it. And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you know, it's I can't even get...
Well, the bottom line, if you obey the law and do what you're supposed to do as a doctor, you should have no worries. You know, if you listen to all these other things on the street, it'll drive you crazy. If you know it, that you're doing the right thing, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Well, so, you know, my dad's a lawyer, and I can, you know, the way the law works is 25 people say that, you know, the ring you're wearing on your hand today was stolen from Dr. Mann, or from 21 or 20 of us there standing. Well, that ring becomes mine. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to gather 20 names to everybody to say, yeah, he's been having sex for drugs.
Well, all I can tell you as far as the DEA is concerned is before we use any evidence in federal court, we have to corroborate that evidence. We have to prove that it's true. And that's the way the DEA works. And that's the way most law enforcement should work.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's just that I'm in a situation, it's embarrassing. I've got kids. If I don't have kids, I don't care. You know, play the game, lock me in, who cares? I mean, you know, out of the streets or in jail, I really don't care where I am. You know, it's past that stage of my life where, I mean, I've worked in the jail long enough to, I spend more time in jail working as a jail doctor than people who were, you know, serve as convicts. You know, that part doesn't bother me. I mean, you know, lock me up. Go ahead, make your day. But, you know, I got kids. That's the only thing I'm worried about is my kids, not me. And I don't know. I'm trying to get some answers. I don't even know who to talk to. I try to talk to the SBI, and the SBI says that's legal.
Well, you need to, if you know what agency is, you need to go to the supervisor of that agency. So if it's the Russellville Police Department, go talk to the chief of Russellville. Or if it's the ATF, go talk to the head of the ATF.
It's not the ATF, it's not the Russell Police, it's the Pope County Drug Task Force.
Well, go talk to the boss of that.
Who do you know who that person is? Because, I mean, I get Larry Johnson, Castro, Goodman, Anderson.
I mean, I think overall, it's either the sheriff or, I think they have a board that's over, but the sheriff or the prosecutor, David Gibbons.
Okay.
So Jay Winters, talk to the sheriff.
Jay Winters, from what I heard, doesn't know anything about it. But let me talk to Jay Winters and see what he's got to say. And let me try that route.
All right, sir.
I really appreciate that, sir.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Prosecutor's office.
Yeah, this is Dr. Main. I was checking up on a court date that I was asked to appear for a witness or something, ma'am, on the 12th.
Okay. So what was it that you were needing again? I barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. They had asked me to come as a witness against Miss Green on the 12th. What I was wanting was, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be testifying. Do they have any questions I'm going to be asked in particular?
Okay. Which case is it? Green, is that the last name?
That's right, ma'am.
Is it Jeff Green? Is that what you...
No, Shelley Green.
Oh, Shelley Green? Okay. I'm not sure. Hold on just a minute. What was your name again?
Last name is Mann, M-A-N-N. And I was supposed to be testifying against this defendant. My only thing was, this is a patient of mine, and I want to make sure what I testify is what I know I'm testifying about, because I don't even know what I'm asked to come there for.
Okay, hold on just a minute, okay? Just a second, let me see if I've got somebody in the office to talk to you, okay?
Great, thanks a lot.
Hmm? Well, I thought I might have somebody for you to talk to, but I guess they're all still down in court. Do you have a phone number where you can be reached at?
I'm going to be seeing patients, ma'am. I could call back if you want in a couple of hours.
Okay, that'll be fine then.
Great, I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Mann. I was calling regarding a subpoena I got for Shelley Green for the 12th. I don't know what I'm going to be testifying on or for. Is there any details that could be provided on this issue?
I think you were involved in it, and I can't remember exactly how, but I think you were, I mean, you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. If it goes to trial, we'll probably be talking with you before you actually come up here to take the stand. When is that for, Doctor?
It was for the 12th, I think.
Okay, is that March or April?
March.
Okay, hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I was checking with our prosecutor. It's March 12th, right? That's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Let me see if we got that noted yet.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Sure.
We look like it's possibly going to be a plea. We don't need you. Can you call us back tomorrow afternoon about 4 o'clock? Would that be convenient for you?
Sure, I could do that. Because, you know, what I wanted to clarify is that that may have been a prescription I wrote for her. Her chart and the person's chart where that prescription was written for are lying close together.
Okay.
These two individuals look a lot alike.
Okay.
And it may have been, a wrong chart may have been pulled. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it might be a plea, possibly. But tomorrow, about 4 o'clock, 3:34, we'll know for sure, okay? You just give us a call back, we'll let you know, okay, man?
Sounds good. I appreciate that, sir. But like I said, you know, if you can let me know what's going on, so...
Okay, yeah, if we're going to need you, then we'll be talking with you.
Because, you know, I was talking to one of the family members, and apparently they want me to testify for Shelley Green, to, you know, because this error could have been made in my office. The prescription may have been for her, written by mistake on another name.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get all that worked out, okay?
Thanks a lot, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.